The Plasmapheresis Possibility for ME/CFS and Long COVID, Part 1, TPE and INUS Pheresis by Court Johnson, March 8th, 2025. It seems so enticing. Multiple findings suggest that something in the blood is causing or contributing to ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and or long COVID. The easiest answer to that would seem to be just to find a way to wash it out of the blood. And that's what several groups are trying to do. It would help, though, if we knew what the mystery substance is. Unfortunately, Ron Davis has said that finding it is not, quote, a trivial matter, end quote. Not easy to do. And that has not been achieved yet. Identifying it would be extremely helpful, though, as it would probably provide a biomarker and result in a more targeted and effective treatment approach via monoclonal antibodies, inhibitors, T-cell therapy, antigen-specific immunotherapy, and others. As it is now, researchers are left with taking a broad-brush approach and are trying to cleanse the blood of all, as Dr. Kaufman put it in an Unraveled episode, quote, all the garbage that's being built up in it, end quote, in hopes of catching it. The Therapeutic Plasma Exchange, or TPE, long COVID trial. The latest effort hailing out of Spain, a study called Plasma Exchange Therapy for the Post-COVID-19 Condition, a phase 2 double-blind placebo-controlled randomized trial, involved a trial of 50 people who were either given 6 sessions of therapeutic plasma exchange, TPE, or a sham plasma exchange, and then followed for 90 days. Plasmapheresis simply refers to the separation of the plasma from the blood. The more or less colorless plasma contains proteins, immune factors, like antibodies, cytokines, complement factors, acute phase proteins, electrolytes, nutrients, like glucose, amino acids, fatty acids and vitamins, hormones, waste products, clotting factors, and enzymes. Just a few things. In therapeutic plasma exchange, or TPE, however, large amounts of the patient's plasma are removed and then replaced with a substitute fluid, such as a donor plasma, albumin, or other solutions. Different types of plasma exchange are possible. The therapeutic plasma exchange used in this study is most commonly used to treat autoimmune, neurological, and blood disorders. The big bust. Functional status, symptomology, quality of life, and cognitive scores did not improve in individuals who received TPE compared to placebo, overall, or in any subdimension evaluated, nor did any of a wide variety of biological factors. Even though the authors dug deep to check out clotting, none of the 5 tests were impacted. The study was a complete wipeout. 6 sessions of TPE over 3 weeks changed nothing. It was as if the patients were replacing their plasma with their own plasma. The something in the blood hypothesis seemed to be shot. Or was it? Is apheresis and the something in the blood hypothesis a bust? While the authors noted that other forms of apheresis exist, they suggested that the main problem was probably that their TPE was simply applied too late, 2 years post-onset. They believed the key pathogenic events in long COVID-19 occurred very early or were occurring in the tissues, not the bloodstream. For TPE to work in long COVID-19, it has to be done early. Of course, that doesn't jive with the something in the blood studies, which have repeatedly found that something in the blood, not the tissues, is causing problems in laboratory animals or lab culture tests. This study isn't the end of the plasmapheresis story either. In fact, we're more at the beginning of the apheresis than the end. At least 4 kinds of apheresis could help in ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID. They include therapeutic plasma exchange, which removes about 2/3 of the plasma and replaces it with a substitute. INUS pheresis, or INUS pheresis, filters the plasma of autoantibodies, cytokines, etc., and then returns it to the body. HELP apheresis uses high doses of heparin to clean up as many clotting factors as possible. See Patrick Usher's story in the link in the text version of the article. Immunoadsorption targets and filters antibodies out of the blood. Inosphoresis, a more effective kind of plasmapheresis for ME/CFS and long COVID. Take the recent inosphoresis long COVID study, which produced far better results using a different kind of apheresis. Centrifuge versus filtration. Centrifuge, the Spectra Optia apheresis system that the TPE study used, employed a centrifuge to replace 63 to 78% of the substances in the plasma with albumin. Above 78%, side effects kick in and returns diminish. By doing 6 TPE sessions over 3 weeks, the researchers should have steadily lowered the amount of pathogenic substances in the long COVID patient's plasma. One would have thought that if something in the plasma contributed to their illness, the long COVID patients would have seen some relief asymptomatically and biologically, but neither happened. Filtration. The inosphoresis group used a double filtration approach that filters the plasma of immune complexes, autoantibodies, cytokines, viruses, and toxins, and then returns it to the body. The protocol also includes a naturopathic infusion of acetylglutathione, an antioxidant, and a vitamin preparation. In contrast to the TPE study, the 27-person inosphoresis study found that markers of inflammation declined dramatically, and so did, by one measure, oxidative stress. Markers of coagulation dropped just as dramatically, between 70 and 64%, and cholesterol, triglycerides, and HDL fell below reference levels. Plus, other factors associated with coagulation disappeared. The inosphoresis study, on the other hand, was not placebo-controlled and only reported on patients who had improved. It was encouraging to see some patients improve. The authors said 70% did, but we need a good study to determine how many benefit. Since both studies were designed to clear the plasma of pathogenic substances, it's hard to know why one failed while the other did so much better. In the end, we have two conflicting results. We have a small but rigorous study using a standard TPE procedure, which failed to move the needle in long COVID, and we have a different kind of apheresis that produced much better results in a less rigorous study. We're not nearly at the end of the plasmapheresis story. Dr. Ruhoy has said that she's finding plasmapheresis helpful in some patients, and we still have at least two more types of plasmapheresis to get to, immunoadsorption and HELP. Or help. Not the final answer anyway. Time will tell how the different forms of apheresis will perform in diseases like ME/CFS, fibromyalgia, and long COVID-19. But even if they don't do well, it's not the end of the something in the blood story. While therapeutic apheresis is commonly used in Guillain-Barré syndrome, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, or CIDP, and myasthenia gravis is not considered the standard of care for most autoimmune illnesses. A recent review stated that, with the advent of more effective treatments, TPE is now indicated only in severe cases of lupus and rheumatoid arthritis and catastrophic cases of antiphospholipid syndrome, where other treatments have failed. Finding the mystery elements in the blood could open the door to far more effective treatments. Conclusion. Efforts to cleanse the blood of pathogenic substances are proceeding in ME/CFS and long COVID. Two recent studies indicate, surprise, surprise, that this is anything but a simple process, as several different forms of blood cleansing exist. A recent placebo-controlled randomized, etc., therapeutic plasma exchange, TPE study, which removed the plasma and substituted it with something else, did not affect symptoms or biology in long COVID. The non-placebo-controlled, non-randomized, etc., inosphoresis trial, which used a filtration process, markedly reduced inflammatory clotting, etc., findings and improved symptoms. Some doctors have also reported success with plasmapheresis. Coming up a different kind of blood cleansing in the immunoadsorption saga in Germany. Please support Health Rising and keep the information flowing. You can give a one-time donation and also subscribe monthly at the links between the end of this article and the beginning of the comments section. Thanks for listening.